The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
Not too much. How you been?
I've been good. I'm still, like, recovering. Sorry, my friends and I went to Tahoe. Well, this would be last weekend. And we had a cabin. And got super like blacked out drunk on Friday. I had no idea what was going on.
I didn't even get a text. I'm disappointed.
I honestly was like inspired to write. Apparently,
were you?
I fell asleep with a pen in my hand and my glasses. My friends had to wake me up and be like, "I don't think this is a good idea." But I am still recovering from that, and it's Monday.
Yeah. Well. Way to go.
It was a lot of fun. I think I got like the stomach bug though. I had Taco Bell.
It's called a hangover.
No. It's like, I think it was Taco Bell because I remember like
during the night.
Well,
that's not a stomach bug. That's something
different.
That's stomach bug has nothing to do with what you eat.
Okay. I don't know. It's weird because my stomach has not been feeling good, but I'm also like slower than normal. So I could be hungover. I could have just killed a lot of brain cells.
You're hungover.
You think
you're
so?
Hungover and you drank so much that it knocked the normal balance of your digestive system out of whack.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Could be a thing.
If you drink so much that you're blackout drunk, it really does mess with your stomach. It messes with your whole digestive system. And it takes a few days to get over it.
But I used to blackout all the time and it never was a problem.
Yeah, but you're old now.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. compared to 21-year-old Diana, you're ancient.
Oh, I mean, is it bad like 25-year-old Diana was blacking out all the time too?
Well, maybe there's a cumulative effect. Like you've worn that much stomach lining off.
Oh, you know, that could be a thing.
Yeah, it could be.
That I think that's what it was. I was like, I should see a doctor about this, and I'm waiting for my Obamacare to kick in.
Yeah, that should be coming any day now.
Any day? You mean like 6 months later? Because I definitely signed up for it like in November.
No, it should be any time now. I don't know. But there you go.
You're being really optimistic. How are you, Nate?
I'm all right. Got the apartment fully clean. The bathroom is clean now, which
is moving
through the rooms. Got a weird call as we're recording this. I'm backing out of my parking space, and I get a call from this window company, and they're like, "Hey, we understand your window's broken." I'm like, No, it's not. They're like, "Well, we've got this work order from your leasing company." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I think I know what it is. And I think it's just a decorative thing. I don't think it's anything that's actually broken." He's like, "Well, is someone going to be there this morning?" I'm like, "No, I work, fool." So he's like, "Well, can we come over and take a look at it?" And I go, "No. No, you can't."
No, that sounds all types of sketch.
Well, first of all, I completely understand because my leasing company's been doing all of this work. You noticed it out front.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
They've planted a tree. They've planted roses, different flowers. They've basically gone away from anything that was lawn is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
Lawn is gone. And so they're putting in things that don't need to be watered all the time and a fountain. There is a...
Wait, okay, so they're saving water but making a fucking fountain.
Well, fountains will work with recycled water, so there's a finite amount of it. But yes, there is a fountain that's going in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's going to be really cool. So I'm like, okay. And he goes, "Well, we can do it tomorrow." And I'm like, "Well, what time?"
Like, so, I still work.
So yeah, they're coming at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. What time do you have to leave for work?
Well, normally I leave at 8:15. So I'm going to be late for work. But, I mean, that's taken care of. Except for I still have the same amount of work to do. I just, you know, have to get it done in a shorter amount of time. But basically, all my windows in my bedroom, I have to move the bed to get to them. And I've got stuff in there because I've been moving everything around. And the bedroom's the last room that's getting the cleaning and organizing, bedroom and closet. So I've got to move stuff so that I can move my bed so that they can get in there.
So why don't you just have them step all over your bed?
Because I sleep in it? Because
that sounded like a bad idea.
Because I sleep in it, fool?
I don't know. To each their own.
Have them step all over your bed.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had my own place in so long that I don't even know what it would be like to... I thought about it. I was thinking about, like, you know, my parents are probably going to leave me the house. So, well, maybe, probably not, because I'm not going to have kids by then. But They told me.
Is that the contingency plan? That was, have to have kids?
Exactly. Mm. And my mom was like, look at Jodie Foster. I don't even know if Jodie fucking Foster has kids.
She does.
And I was like, why is that the example we're setting?
Well, listen, hold on. At least I think we're making progress here, though, because they're at least recognizing that you, as a lesbian, can't have a family with kids.
You know, like
baby steps.
Baby steps. I understand that, but at the same time, when you have Asian parents, they already set the bar like ridiculously high. And so if they're that's what they think like gay life should be, is like celebrity gay life. There's no like normal people gay life.
Look, they're stepping toward you. Take it as a step towards you.
Children in order to get anything.
It's the first step. No, you have to have. They want you to have a family.
No, children.
Right. But a family means children.
No. They just want kids. Because my mom said her biggest regret is that she only had one child.
Okay.
They want me to have children so they can raise another child.
But why would you get the house if they're still alive?
No, because my mom might move back to Korea.
She wants to raise your children in Korea?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's weird.
Yeah. This whole thing is weird.
I think what you should do is you should adopt a black baby from Africa and then give him to your mom to raise in Korea.
Oh, God, that would be...
I think that would be epic.
I think that'd be a very sad day for all.
I think you should start printing out pictures of poor and malnourished children from other sections of the world, not Asia, but print them out and go, Mom, here are some of the people I'm considering adopting. Just sort of see what goes with there.
She's okay with black people as long as they're Obama, is what she told me several years ago.
Right, but it's not going to be Obama.
That's the thing, so I'm going to put that out there. She's only okay if they're Obama. So if they're not Obama...
Yeah, that's fine. I say you go with it. I mean, let's see how far she's willing to go. How far is she willing to go with this raising of your children on the other side of the world?
We'll see. I'll let you know. I think this is a good experiment to have, but then I would never put my children through that, or any child.
Well, why would you? Why would you say, I have children, I care for them, I love them. Here, go with your grandmother to the other side of the world. Live right next door to a crazy dictator. It'll be good. It'll be great.
You'll have the best time of your life. It builds character.
Sure. I've heard the internet is faster there.
I saw
other than that, I cannot think of a single reason why Korea would be an upgrade. Other than I've heard the internet is faster.
Oh, the food's better there. The alcohol's better there.
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot more like efficient to like get around and stuff like that. I loved Korea when I went. It was a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah. The Diana's showing me a picture of the size 22 model who's just signed on with a major modeling agency.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care. Just like anything else, I don't give a shit about models. I really don't. I don't care one way or another. I'm not happy for her. I'm not upset about it. I just don't care.
I just like don't understand. Like
the bottom line is, I mean, she's size 22. She's a big girl, but there are, I mean, someone's got to model clothes for women of that size, and as the country gets bigger and bigger and bigger, there's going to be more and more women of that size. So it's an expanding market, pardon the pun. So it does make sense. And she is very pretty.
I just don't understand like why people are making such a big deal of this, but whatever.
Well, some people want to call her a trailblazer. Some people want to say she's breaking down the doors of fat shaming. And other people on the other side are like, models are supposed to be thin and pretty. And I just couldn't care less.
I think they're just supposed to be pretty, but then makeup makes a lot of people pretty.
Yeah, well, models aren't necessarily supposed to be pretty. They're supposed to be interesting looking.
Like most
fashion models are not. If you strip away their makeup, they're not.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They're not necessarily pretty. What they are is very distinctive and striking. That's why all of these models have these stories about in school, they were the outcast. They were the tall, skinny girl that no one would talk to. And that's why. Because now as a model, yeah, they are their own thing. It's like they're their own species. So, yeah.
Maybe I just don't care enough to actually know about that.
Well, you know, I've seen enough shows. It's the world of reality TV.
Oh, I totally forgot. I'm so behind.
On Big Women, Big Love.
Yeah, I think I skipped like 2 weeks.
Well,
No, one. Just 1 week.
I'm so you've seen three of them?
No. Oh, damn it. I'm
because there's been four episodes as we record this. Five as you hear this.
Yeah, I'm behind. I've only seen two.
That's okay. It's good to sit and binge watch it.
I'm
so
excited. I totally forgot. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
But I think, I mean, guys go through struggles too. I mean,
yeah.
With their image and like how they go, especially this big giant penis thing.
Yeah, you pointed out.
Is that like a real thing? Do like, I've heard guys actually like tell me, like this one kid like started crying because he was like, I have such a big dick. It's hard for me to like hook up with people.
Well, ultimately, here's the thing, though. Basically, if you've got a penis that's that big, like ridiculously big, you're a sideshow freak to people. Your most intimate of parts, people want to look at as a curiosity. Now, imagine for a moment, it's your nipples that are like that. And somebody's like, I heard things about your nipples, Diana. I want to see them. And then you show them and they're like, oh my God. And then they laugh and they point and they go, oh my God. But they're not really.
That actually kind of did happen. So I don't appreciate this example.
So here's a list of 12 things only guys with giant penises will understand. Let's go from 12 to 1. 12, you can't own a sports car. Yeah. You're not allowed to have one, apparently. Number 11, people assume you're an asshole. And for some reason, they have a picture of Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. I don't know why. I mean, honestly, I have no idea how big a guy's hog is anyway. So
I just like, yeah, I don't know what, like, is this like a thing that like it's a sensitive?
I think this is supposed to be funny. Number 10, you'll never be president. There's no specific rule about it, but there's never been a president with a giant penis.
I feel like this is the dumbest article ever written.
That we know of. Grower envy. How many times a day do you stop and think, wow, life would be way easier if I weren't a shower, but were instead a grower? I have no idea, because I fall into the other category, which is fine, because it makes it easy for travel. Mine folds away for travel size.
Oh, God.
Look, it's not. That's the way it should be.
Whatever.
People expect you to be great in bed.
That's a lie.
Well, if you have a giant.
Because read the explanation, because it was like, yeah, I mean, you are, but people expect it, and that's not fair. No. They're like, most of the guys that I've heard that have, like, that are well endowed, they're not actually good at it because they're lazy.
Yeah. They're just going to look how big it is. I'm going to destroy you.
My friend told me, like, that she hooked up with this one guy, and he was really, like, surprisingly, like, really big. And she was like, it was the laziest, worst sex I've ever had.
Yeah, it's no good.
So, like, I think this article is like, I mean, I know it's supposed to be funny, but I think the jokes are really bad, too.
Oh, they are. Number 7, poor swimming times. You're less aerodynamic than most people. Larger penis means larger drag coefficient. Number 6, text from every ex-girlfriend all hours of the night. Nope.
No, that's not a thing either.
Nope. Number 5, gym anxiety. Locker rooms are a source of worry and stress for most everyone. Not really, but add to that the fear of getting your hog caught in the recumbent bike. Embarrassing.
No.
No, because you put it in your pants. The worst thing about gyms are naked old people. Naked old people.
Yeah, that is.
Because they have no fucks left to give, and they let it all hang out in the locker room.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Number 4, makes math hard. Even doing simple arithmetic, such as calculating a tip, can be difficult when you have a big old penis. Now they're just getting lazy.
Yes, yeah,
they're as lazy as a guy with a big dick in bed. Number 3, walking around can be a pain. Just ask John Hamm. When you can't find underwear that fit and only wear relaxed chinos, your giant penis is certain to catch the eye of freelance photographers and autograph hounds. I'll buy that one.
That one's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot.
We have an actual example of that.
Yeah. Well, there happened like with someone that did the ice bucket challenge. I think it was like Trey Songz or something. They hella like did a slow-mo. Of him running, like you can see his thing, and like they zoomed into the slow-mo of this shit, so I know like that's a real thing for celebrity guys.
Yeah.
Like, don't walk around in basketball shorts.
Well, or wear something underneath with some support. Number 2, driving is more difficult. Even a routine task like driving a car, which would be easy for most people to pull off unless you're Asian, can be difficult, especially if the car is a coupe or a small sedan. The steering wheel can sometimes be obstructed by your giant penis or by the person who is likely filleting you while you drive. No. Not even
not a thing?
No. And the seat does slide back, so Unless your arms are shorter than your penis, you're good.
Can you imagine?
Like T-Rex?
I wonder if that was a thing a T-Rex had a problem with.
Well, you could never reach it. I mean, there's that. But, I mean, I can't imagine if your arms are so short you can't reach the end of your penis. That's where a lot of the pleasure is. That would be terrible.
And all the pictures I've seen of T-Rex, I've never seen a T-Rex's penis. Does it, like, hide? Does it have one?
No idea. That's so interesting.
I never thought about that until now.
Well, now you have something to ask at your next trip to the archaeology museum.
I might not. That's something you don't actually Google.
Dear paleontologists, and number one, you constantly have to look outward for motivation. People with giant penises often lack ambition due to their being completely internally satisfied with themselves every time they think of or glance down at their giant penis. It's sometimes hard to focus on having a great career or achieving recognition. Whatever.
See, the thing about this, like, I really did this because I was like, oh, I, like, want to, like, give a shout out to, like, the guy listeners and, like, talk about guy things. And then I found this article that's supposed to be funny. It's like Elite Daily or, like, Huffington Post kind of type of thing. It's not, like, a real journalist thing. Right. But I think it's funny that a lot of guys, especially, are like, girls aren't, women aren't funny, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is the laziest fucking thing that got published.
Oh, there's plenty of not funny guys.
Like, but this actually got published on, like, a site that, like, people actually really like, well, I think.
My guess is this guy, Cole Moser, is probably, like, a staff writer there.
That, like, why are they?
So he fills lazy categories all day. Although, let me see if he's written anything else here. It looks just like that. I don't see anything else he's written. No, he's written a bunch. Protect yourself from new Facebook privacy policies using this nonsensical block of text.
I, like, don't like this guy anymore.
And model, here's one that might be funny. Model leaves club with 20 Paul Giamatti's. Which would be a takeoff of the 20 models leaving a club with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, which was, like, really... Sometimes I, like, wish... I think I'm like, yeah, I want to be a player. Like, I think that'd be fun, like, just to, like, go around and hook up with different people and stuff. And then, like, I try or, like, I think about it. And whenever the opportunity presents itself, I get really nervous and I run away.
Okay.
And I just think it's, like, I mean, like, it's fun. Like, I think we all, like, you know, put, like, especially, like, with rap music and stuff, like, people put that type of persona on a pedestal. And then... I don't think that's, like, a real thing. Like, how many people actually do that?
Well,
probably. Like, I think you have to be, like, almost a borderline sociopath.
Yeah, you do. And you also have to be either incredibly good looking or most likely amazingly rich and or famous in order to actually pull it off. Because average women, they lose interest in that pretty quickly unless there's a big payday at the end of the line. And then you're dealing with this very specific type of narcissistic, self-centered woman.
Yeah, but I also think as a guy, it's kind of like, because, like, if anytime, I don't know, even if you're, like, rich, famous, and the fact that you have it and you capitalize on it, like, 20 women, or, like, those guys, what's that guy's name that has an Instagram and he's famous for that shit?
No idea.
Oh, God. He was, I think he was in the army or something, and then he became a poker player.
You're not helping. I don't care.
Oh, but he, like, is all his Instagram is just, like, naked, like, it's just women and, like, money and, like, all this. And he just, like, shows it off. And part of me is just, like, I think you have, like, a mental issue.
Well, I think here's the thing. There are guys that will follow that because they go, oh, that would be the best thing ever. Now, the idea, here's the thing. You need to separate reality from fantasy for a moment. Because if you think about a threesome or a foursome, they sound like a great idea.
They sound horrible.
They sound like a great idea until you start really thinking about how it's all going to how it's all going to come together and work. Because do you have enough energy, focus, stamina, and ability to please to tend to more than one person at a time? The answer is probably not.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I have not. And that's one of the reasons why I've never even really pursued it. Because it's like, I've talked to guys who've had them and they're like, well, if you're in a relationship and you have a threesome, that pretty much means your relationship will be over soon.
That's true. That's like a last kind of straw.
Unless you're swingers. Well, because what happens is you see your partner with somebody else and you're like, oh, but they're only supposed to be with me. And then jealousy and mistrust and all that stuff sort of creeps in. But I mean, the whole thing, here's the other thing, like in porn, one of the fantasies is watch lesbians interrupting lesbians to join in on a threesome. Now in the fantasy world, that's great. In the real world, if I happen to walk into a room and you're getting busy with a hottie, at no point, no matter how hot or sexy I am, are you looking over and going, hey, why don't you come join us? You're going, get the fuck out, I'm busy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if it's Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe he can pull it. But the average guy, no. And then you're dealing with how do I please two women at the same time. Now, if they're lesbians, you can daisy chain that, and there's a whole other thing. But it creates a whole ton of problems. And yeah, the idea of a threesome with two guys and one girl, not gonna happen. Not going to happen.
I never understood like trains and stuff. I always thought that was weird. My friend, there's this girl at this one. This years ago. There's this girl at this party, and apparently she was like, "There's a train going," and we're all just like, her boyfriend walked by and saw it through the window. I was like, "What the fuck?"
A train? What do you mean a train? Like a conga line, but with penises?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird.
That is weird, right?
That's a little weird,
right?
I mean, at a certain point, unless it's just a bunch of gay dudes, you're going to lose contact with the car in front of you. I mean, you're just not going to be hitched. I mean, unless there's strap-ons, and then maybe okay. But yeah, at a certain point, it's just weird.
Okay, that's what I thought. I don't know. I think sex is weird in general. Maybe
no, sex Karim's, is not sex is not
maybe,
weird.
Maybe Karim's right. I'm just asexual. After a certain point, like I just get tired, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna. Because I grew up like I fixed my mind in a way where I if I can't have something, I don't want it. And
so like an orgasm?
Pretty much. At this point, it's been so fucking long. I just gave up, and I'm just like, fuck it. I don't want it anymore. Like, if it's not gonna, it's not possible. But, I mean, speaking of cars.
Have
you used this app before?
Yeah, I love Waze. Waze is a great app. Waze.
I don't know how to use it.
Well, you have to have it on a phone.
Well, I do, but and like it gets so complicated and it's so cartoony. I'm just like, oh my god, there's so many fucking things to look at on here.
No, I mean, you put in where you're going from where you are, and then you hit route, and it goes along the way, and you set up beforehand what you want to be notified of, and some of the things are like debris in the roadway. And I've had that happen where I was driving back from Roseville one day, and it said, all of a sudden the thing says, watch out, there's debris in the roadway. And I start paying a little bit closer attention. There was a full mattress
what
in the road.
The fuck?
But it also alerts you if there's police activity. So if a cop has somebody pulled over, if there is a speed trap going on, anything where there's cop, it'll say, watch out, police activity ahead. And it sort of tells you where you are. And then as you get to it, you can either hit the button that says, yes, I see it, or no, it's not here, because a lot of times it's already gone by the time you get there. And that just lets people know what's going on. So you know if there is police activity ahead, it's going to slow up traffic. So that's kind of what it's good for. And it's all user-based, so it's all user information.
Oh, no, I get how they do it now, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're riding, let's say you and I are riding in the car, and you're driving and I'm riding, I'll have the Waze app is up. I'll be punching stuff in. But if you're really good at it, you have a holder right here. I believe it has voice commands for it.
Oh yeah, it asked me. Like, I know it's like a good app. I just need to play around with it. But the cop thing showed up, and I was like, oh, this is really cool that they did that. But then mainly because I'm like, oh, I better not speed.
Right.
Or like when to freak out. But like they're saying that this is like a target for cop, like hunters or killers or some shit.
Well, the sheriffs are campaigning to pressure Google to turn off the feature in Waze.
This is why I don't like cops.
That warns drivers when police are nearby. They say one of the technology industry's most popular mobile apps could put officers' lives in danger from would-be police killers who can find where their targets are parked. That's a bit of a stretch. Waze, which Google purchased for, get this, $966 million.
Oh, shit.
2 years ago, is a combination of GPS navigation and social networking. There are 50 million users in 200 countries, and it's a free service. So it's not only police. You've got congestion, car accidents, speed traps, traffic cameras, construction zones, potholes, stalled vehicles, unsafe weather conditions. All of that comes up. It's fantastic. But a reserve deputy in Southern California, whose name is Sergio Kopalev, yes, comrade officer, he says Waze is also a stocking app for law enforcement. There are no known connections between any actual attack on police and Waze, but law enforcement officers such as Kopalev are concerned. It's only a matter of time. They are seeking support among other law enforcement trade groups to pressure Google to disassemble the police reporting function. No, absolutely not. Because the police reporting function also tells you why there's a traffic delay. And I mean, if you go worst case scenario, oh, yeah, it could alert people. If you're really hunting cops, they're not hard to find. It's not hard to find a cop.
Exactly. And there's like the legal shit, too, where the legal tracker and all that. I don't know. I think they're just trying to use this as an excuse so people don't know. Like, I think like the speed traps.
Well, yeah, it lets people know there's a speed trap ahead. So, yeah, I mean, you're going, if you go, warning, police activity ahead, you're going to hit the brakes. You're going to slow down. And so they're not going to be able to write as many tickets. So
this is why I don't like cops. This is why I just don't like any of this. Not a fan.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that this guy's concerned. There's another sheriff in Virginia who calls it police stalker. You guys are it's overblown. It's absolutely overblown. And this guy, Kopalev, says he hadn't even heard about the Waze app until about a month ago when he saw his wife using it. Afterward, he said he couldn't stop thinking about the app and was motivated to act by the New York Police Department shooting. By the way, that crazy bastard did not have the Waze app. He just was walking around and, oh, look, there's some cops.
At the police station.
No, they weren't at the police station.
What shooting is this? I have no idea what this is.
It was the crazy guy in New York who killed two New York police officers in their car.
Oh, he just walked up on them. I do remember that.
Yeah. But that's a huge stretch. It just is a huge stretch. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. No. I would be shocked if that was allowed to happen. Because, I mean, what? We're not supposed to be able to go, oh, by the way, there are cops around? Oh, no, we shouldn't... Until you're invisible, then we should be able to know that you're around, that you've got somebody pulled over, that there's a speed trap, that there's whatever.
I completely agree. I just saw this and I was like, I don't like cops. This is perfect.
Yeah, I have no problem with cops, but I think that's slightly ridiculous.
I don't. Okay, hold on. I should really clarify because I keep getting a lot of shit for that because I'm like, I don't like. Hold on. There's enough cops out there that. Give good cops a bad. The cops in general, I don't like, but I know they're exceptions to the rule, and there's some really cool people out there. But like the whole mentality of it, I'm not a fan of.
The whole mentality of what?
The cop mentality.
Which cop mentality?
This is just like the whole like authoritative, like dick power thing. Like I've dealt with a lot of cops that are just like. Assholes and they're like, I'm a cop, you have to listen to me. I'm like, you have no basis. Like, just because you're a cop doesn't give you a right to be a fucking dick.
No, but a lot of times here's the thing. Most of the incidents between cops and citizens would be completely nothing if people fucking listened.
I do listen, but I just dealt with some asshole cops who have been like,
and that's fair.
Just like super racist or some, like, I've seen that shit happen. It's definitely a thing. And then they have the whole like, it's us against them kind of mentality too, and it's just like, I don't know, I've dealt with a lot of like power hungry cops who also are not very smart, but for some reason they were given a fucking gun.
Well, let me put it, it was completely out of line when they walked up to your car doing this.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch. I don't even know why you are there.
Completely uncalled
that
for.
That was definitely, see, that's completely don't like cops. For. That's
it was completely uncalled
they
for.
They busted out their phone and they're like, hey, we got a clip for you.
All right. So we're getting to the end of the show here. You got a bitches preach really quick?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I've been hungover for so long that I can't. Don't drink that much. And once you're old, just accept that you're old.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing. Know your limits, people. No, yeah. and when you hit your limit, stop.
I did stop. That was the problem. I just didn't. It was too late because I did it too fast in the beginning. And, you know, like, it was just an amateur move. Yeah. It was just amateur.
Oh, you're too old to be pulling amateur drinking
moves. I know,
moves.
Dude.
That's not okay. Well, since we're talking about cops, we're going to wrap up this episode of the Well Hung Podcast with a theme song to Justified, which is, I just started watching. I'm three episodes
What's Justified?
In. It's a show on FX, but it's entering its last season. I'm just starting to watch it on Amazon Prime. And by the way, if you're going to get Amazon Prime or buy anything on Amazon, here's what you got to do. Go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab, and then shop as you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So thank you in advance for all of your support. So, yeah, it's about a marshal with an old West sort of attitude in modern-day Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really damn good.
Is it? Okay.
And I'm watching it streaming on Amazon Prime, where there's literally thousands of options. So, there you go. That's it. That's it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody, have yourself a great week. Because, by the way, it's Groundhog Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why are we celebrating groundhogs again? I don't get it.
Because we do it every year. All right. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I ain't trying to die. I'm just trying to fly and get a little love. Find me a down piece and get a little hug. Hook the car up. Hit the bar up. Clean the scars up. Hey, yo, the stars up. Hey, this is the life of an outlaw. We ain't promised tomorrow. I'm living now, dog. I'm walking through life. But yo, my feet hurt. All my blessings are fair. Man, I rest when I'm dead. Look through my eyes and see the real world. Take a walk with me. Have a talk with me. Where we end up, God only knows. Strap your boots on tight. You might be aight. On this lonely road, trying to make it home. Doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some? I'm fighting for my soul. God, get you, boy. You try to poke on, fall back. I go hard. On this lonely road, trying to make it home. Doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some? Don't fool.